You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds, Christian Eriksen to score and Spurs to win, was 17-10, now 2-1. Harry Kane and Dele Alli both to score was 9-5, now 9-4. And Steve Morrison to score and Millwall to win was 28-1, now 40-1. Tom, Spurs and Harry Kane have been rampant recently. Kane has a couple of hat-tricks in his last four games, and Spurs were pretty impressive in the last round against Fulham at Craven Cottage as well. They've actually progressed from 13 of their last 14 FA Cup ties against teams from lower down the league pyramid, and they're long odds on here at 1-6.
I know they had that scare against Wickham as well, and left it very, very late. Could easily have been dumped out of the competition at that stage, but you know, since then they've been extremely good. And if ever there was a fixture the wrong way around from our point of view, it's this one, isn't it? You know, if Millwall were at home, you'd be looking at this very, very differently. And it's you know, we talked about Millwall before in previous rounds. It's not the cliche with Millwall. It's a fact, you know, and the stats kind of back that out. I mean, away from home, they've only won 5 of 16 away league matches this season. And compare that with the home form, and it's chalk and cheese. And, you know, Millwall a few years lost away at the new Den. It's different now. So the problem they've got is not only are they away from home and they lose what has been their biggest strength in the FA Cup run this season that they've had, and they've beaten some Premier League sides, of course. But they're then going to Tottenham, who've been imperious at home. I mean, 7 clean sheets in the last 12 home games for Tottenham. And as you point out there, you know, Harry Kane scoring goals. You know, this is a Spurs team who, you know, at times this season, I see them elevated above last year. I do, in terms of the goals that they're scoring, in terms of, you know, the players, I think, a little bit more confident. They have that little bit more belief in themselves. So I don't know how Millwall approach this one. I really don't. I mean, it's so daunting for them that I think the best they can hope for here is a replay. And they have had quite a few draws in recent away matches, you know, in the league. They've had 5 draws from the last 5 away matches. So they don't lose very often at home. But neither do they get over the line. Their only victory has been against Coventry. And we know how bad a season Coventry are having at the moment. So I think, honestly, think that that's Millwall's only chance is to hope that Spurs have a bad day. But I can't see Spurs sort of making loads of changes. We're at a stage now where it's a trip to Wembley, which I don't know if Spurs would want, given how they performed in Europe there. But look, Spurs will win, and I think I'd be backing them to win to nil here. I can't see Millwall causing them any kind of problem whatsoever, and I think you'd be pretty comfortable looking at a -2 handicap at 21-20. And likewise, you know, Harry Kane and Dele Alli both to score at 9-4 looks good. There's a multitude of ways in. It's just a shame, I think, from a neutral's point of view, that this isn't at the new Den, because we'll be looking at a different game.
Spurs to win the game to nil is available at 8-13 here with William Hill. Millwall have actually knocked out 3 Premier League teams so far this season. Last time they did that was back in 1936-1937, Derek. So they've been good in the competition.
Yeah, and I think I'm right in saying, haven't they reached the FA Cup final more recently than Spurs have? Oh, I can't remember Spurs recently in recent years. But Millwall, you're probably right. Yeah. I keep reading, you know, I'm looking at previews of this game, and Spurs are going to rest players. I'm thinking, why? Why would they? I can't understand why they would, and it worries me. It worries me because, you know, Spurs at full strength, they'll beat Millwall. Millwall are a League One side, and they're not even a high-flying League One side. I don't know, 5th or 6th at the moment. But they're 1-7 now, and it tells you how far the FA Cup has fallen. We're in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup, and a 1-7 poke is not the shortest price favourite of the weekend. It tells you what this weekend's going to be like. What do you say about this game? If Millwall keep raising their game for the FA Cup, you know, they're a team that they're obviously targeting it, and maybe Spurs aren't. You know, they're still the closest challengers to Chelsea at the top. I've got a funny feeling about this fixture. I still can't trust Spurs 100%. I know they've got an unbelievable home record at the moment. No defeats, 12 wins from 14, only 7 goals conceded in those 14 games. That's a half a goal a game they're conceding. But still, there's something in my gut is telling me there's, you know, here be dragons in this fixture if you're thinking Spurs are certainties. I think what I'll do is play safe and go Spurs with 8-13 to win to nil, because I don't see Millwall scoring in this. Not better teams than Millwall, an awful lot of better teams than Millwall have gone to White Hart Lane and not scored, so why should Millwall?
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now.